This is Pastor Walter Gretchen introducing today's edition of Youth Finds the Way. This noon we start a new series of programs. These are produced by the members of the Mass Communications class of Concordia Seminary, taught by Mr. John Fitzer. The interviewer on today's program is Luther Otto.
Basketball, baseball, and other sports, are they really worth the effort and the time? Can we justify the presence of athletic programs in our schools? We have the opportunity to ask these and other questions of a man who has given considerable thought to them. We welcome to our discussion Mr. Eldon Peterson. Coach Peterson, how long have you been associated with sports and with athletic programs?
Luther, it goes back quite a ways. I hate to date myself too much here, but it goes way back to the time when I was a boy in South Dakota, and I guess I can't remember the day when I wasn't interested in sports of some kind. I believe initially it was more baseball and possibly outdoor hunting and so forth, and it drifted more to basketball when I got to high school and could use an indoor gym. I never actually played in a high school game until I got to, or saw a high school game until I got to high school.
Certainly your background then goes back to the time you were a little boy and you followed it through as a vocation in life.
That's right. I thought basketball was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it very much, as well as baseball and other sports. And going to college, I decided that I would like to help teach others and keep in contact with sports. And that's what I did when I got out of Morningside College, Sioux City, Iowa. I coached at Moorhead, Iowa for 2 years, and then at Sheldon, Iowa for 3 years, and then into the service for 4.5 years. That was a little break in there, but after I got out of the service, I had an opportunity to go to Huron College at Huron, South Dakota. And I was there for 3 years, enjoyed it very much. Then went to the University of Minnesota to get my master's in physical education. And by some luck and just running on to the opening here in St. Louis at Concordia Seminary, I was able to come down and get a very fine job down here in St. Louis.
Coach Peterson, you are associated with a seminary which trains young men to become ministers of the Lutheran Church. What kind of an athletic program do you sponsor for such young men?
Perhaps this is a little bit different than what you would expect in the ordinary school, since our students are all men and they are a little bit older than other students, and it's also a professional school. So we have to take care of their needs, and because it's unique, we have maybe a program a little bit different than any other school. Now, we emphasize a total program, and of course the basic part of this program is the intramural program. With this age group, we want to have lots of carryover sports such as golf and bowling and tennis, things that they can carry on after they get out of the seminary. Men in this profession will not be tremendously physically active unless they make an effort to do so. And it's necessary for them to maintain their physical fitness by enjoying something, whether it's sports or other recreation. And we feel that this intramural program makes a contribution for their future. It also makes a contribution for their present time here at the seminary. It takes them away from the books for a while and gets them outside where they enjoy some activity and they have a chance to relax and maybe perhaps get more acquainted with their fellow students and have some fun, and then go back, and I think they're better students when they do go back to their studying there.
Physical fitness is certainly a popular subject these days. In fact, President Kennedy, as we recall, has appointed a director of physical fitness, and he chose a football coach, if I remember right. I think it was Bud Wilkinson that he chose.
That's right, Luther.
What else do you do, though, in the line of providing opportunities for participation in athletics? Do you have something more along the line of varsity sports or intercollegiate sports?
Yes, I wanted to say something about that, too. We feel that we have a group of students who have an interest in something more than intramural athletics, and so to cater to their interest and also to take advantage of their abilities for entertainment, as far as the rest of the students are concerned, we have a total varsity program also, with the exception of football. So basketball, I guess, would be the headliner there, since that's the longest season and we have the wonderful facilities that we have. But baseball, tennis, golf,
I think would fit in there also. And we have, on occasion, had some very fine track men.
In your total program of, in your total athletic program, both varsity sports and intramural programs, how many of the fellows at Concordia Seminary do you feel that you involve throughout the course of the year? Can you give us a rough estimate?
This is rather difficult to get right down. The statistics may not be totally complete, but it's well over 90% of our students that take part in some phase of the program. And, of course, some of them to a greater or lesser extent. We hope to have a good majority of our students active at least once a week in something. Now, we usually have a team sport and an individual sport going at the same time in intramural. And, of course, in the varsity activities, why we carry on with basketball or baseball, whatever is in season, and the other spring sports when they're in season. To add to all this, our field house is open a good many hours. And this affords a student that maybe isn't on a team to just come down and give himself a workout. We also have a fine exercise room that's equipped with weights and weight pulleys and incline boards and chinning bars and stuff, athletic equipment such as that, along with trampoline and medicine balls. So there are many of our students recognize the fact that they must maintain a physical fit body if they're going to do their task to the best of their ability, and they can come down very regularly and use that equipment. I'm very pleased about that.
Very fine, Coach Peterson. I think that all of us would admit, however, that we look for something in addition to physical fitness in a sports program, particularly those who go out for varsity sports. They seem to derive other values than the fact that they keep their bodies in good physical shape. What, as you see them, are some of these more intangible values which an individual can get from a sports program?
Yes, I would agree that intramurals are very good, and that takes care of the majority of the students. However, you can do a much better job of teaching many more things in a varsity program. You meet with these boys every day. It's a specialty. You have an opportunity to do them much good, I believe, and it's run just like any other course that you would have in the curriculum. So I think we would conclude, and I believe this is a fact in our program, that our boys, I feel, get very much out of the intercollegiate program. Now, just for example, first of all, there's some men who crave competition, and this is one way that they can get this experience, is through athletics. And it's very fine competition. You try to arrange other teams which will match yours, and as close as you can get the competition, the better it is. The fact that a man can develop himself physically so that he does this to the fullest also is very good, and I think you can do it better than in intercollegiate than you can any other way, because the regular workout is very, very beneficial. Then we also have students who must release some physical energy regularly. They're just the athletic type, and they wish to work out each day. The intercollegiate program provides that. It's something, it's competition on a regular basis. I think, too, that recognition plays a part. Through guidance, an individual learns to accept recognition in a humble way. Many times we feel if we're recognized for something, why, we think that we're the ones that are totally responsible, and we have a tendency to perhaps get the swell head. Well, I think the true meaning of accepting recognition is that you know that the good Lord has given you a wonderful body, and that you've had an opportunity to use that body in a way which is very fine. And I think this is what you learn, is the gracious manner and thankfulness that you give for having the opportunity and being able to develop yourself the way you do. Also, another trait that you might pick up is that of understanding. You understand other individuals. You have a common cause and that you work for a victory, or you work together very hard to accomplish something. And I think when you work closely with people like this, other team members, you develop an understanding of what they think and learn to work with them.
Well, it seemed to me, Coach Peterson, that this would certainly be an important characteristic of anyone who wants to go into the full-time ministry of a church, the ability to understand and to work with other people.
That's absolutely true, because intercollegiate athletics gives you an opportunity to learn much about others when they're under emotional strain. And many times in the ministry, I think you're talking with people and working with people when they aren't probably at their best emotionally, and you have a chance to stabilize this and work with it and do some counseling, which is very good.
Okay. What do you feel, might there be other values which, for example, a young person today, a grade school fellow who's going into athletics, of course he would like to become a Bob Pettit or a Roger Maris, but the simple facts are that these fellows are rather few and far between. Although he can't become a professional player, certainly it would seem to me there might be other values which he could get from participating in a varsity sports program in college.
We would certainly never say that one of our main objectives would be to produce professional athletes. That's the least of our worries, and that's the least of the emphasis that we'd put on it. However, if they would be good enough to have the skill to go ahead and perform in this capacity, I wouldn't discourage it. Bob Pettit certainly doesn't do any harm, and he does a lot of good. I know Bob personally, and I know what the lectures and the attitude and the fine gentleman that he is, and I know that he has had much influence upon the youth of our country. We're very thankful for fellows like that that are in athletics and the attitude that they take. But I would say that some of these other benefits are, in particular, a man learns to accept the decisions of others, accept authority, accept discipline, self-discipline, imposed discipline. He has to do this to succeed. He learns perseverance. He has to stick with something in order to accomplish it. And this is certainly taught in sports. And I believe there's a carryover in other things. Too often we give up when the going gets tough and we change jobs or change our course of activity. Well, athletics teaches you to stick to something and bear down and improve and work and work and work. And none of our goals in life come real easy. We have to work for them, and when we do get to the goal, I think we really appreciate it because we have worked and we have earned it. And of course, athletics does bring this up. I would say another one that's very important is cooperation. Nobody can accomplish much in this world without cooperating with some others. We can't just do things by ourselves. And certainly on a basketball team, it's a five-man job. It certainly isn't one man that's going to carry the load. You occasionally have a very fine player that is your mainstay, and you build your team around him, but he needs the help of those other four men. He also needs the help of the bench and the help of the coach and the help of the students. He receives a lot of help, and most of these fine athletes recognize this themselves and give a lot of credit to the others who've helped develop them.
Coach Peterson, can you tell me just how important is winning for an athletic team, especially looking back to some of the virtues, some of the things which an individual can get out of a sports program? How important is winning?
Luther, winning has to be there. We have to have a desire to win, or it's too much of a flabby situation and something that you don't get any benefit out of. We create many of these experiences in our program because there is a desire to win and a desire to excel. As soon as we lose that motivation or that real desire, then we've lost something. However, now we should get the proper balance here. We are not, it's not a do or die, total, end in itself, the winning and losing. Winning and losing is just a part. It's a game. It's fun. We do the best we can. We prepare for these games the best we can, and we do the best, and we have no regrets. We have to accept the outcome. And actually, that's what you have to do in life. You have to accept certain things as they come along. You can't change it. But once it's passed, it's over with, it's done with, and you should have prepared yourself as well as possible. And if you've done that, I don't think you have any regrets. I think that you just feel that the other team is possibly better than you. You work for the next one. Now, I certainly think that parents in some of these little leagues and alumni in some of the colleges can get a little bit too enthusiastic and create a monster here that everybody is thinking so much about winning that you forget many of the educational objectives of the program and why the program is actually there. So there can be a very definite danger, and I think there is in many instances, where winning is overemphasized. However, the desire to win has to be there all the time.
Coach Peterson, certainly there are some real values in connecting with winning, and I'm sure that a man with your philosophy of sports would say there might be also some values connected with losing an athletic contest. But in trying to arrive at some balance between these two, how do you feel that a coach can make such a balance?
I feel that a coach can make a contribution to this. I feel also that the administration can make a contribution to this. Without possibly bragging on our setup here, I think that we have a very wholesome athletic attitude or philosophy here at Concordia Seminary. Our administration seems to realize the value that comes out of this phase of the program, and yet they don't demand that we have victories is the thing that pays off. Likewise, the coach has to maintain a philosophy here regarding winning. He must not also think that all there is to it is winning, that there must be other phases to it. I think there's a player has to learn also to lose. That's part of education. We don't always win. We sometimes are defeated, and for that reason, we have to lose once in a while. I think the ideal setup from an educational standpoint would be if a schedule could be so arranged that you would have all very close games, and that you would win half and lose half. That would be ideal. Now, it's impossible to each year arrange a schedule such as that, but I think that you can always be striving for that sort of thing. Sometimes your team turns out better than what you expected, and you win more of those, but always that 500 is a challenge to your team. I think that's as it should be. Then, too, you condition your student body. You can condition your administration, some of them, that a team does lose once in a while. They don't always win. I think it's bad to have all undefeated teams for many, many years. And also, I think it's bad to have the other where you lose all your games for many, many years. That certainly isn't building morale or is a little bit difficult on the players not to enjoy some sort of success.
In watching a sporting event, I sometimes feel that I can tell an awfully lot about the makeup of an individual, about his personality and just what sort of a fellow he is. Would you agree with this, Coach Peterson?
Luther, I certainly would. I feel that a player, this is the approach that we take with our players, that they have a responsibility and also a privilege in performing on the court. There are many people that are going to see them, and of course they're going to form opinions just like you said that you did about players. And for this reason, they have the opportunity to witness a great deal. Now, perhaps we could say this too, that you can witness in any phase of life. If you're a farmer, you have an opportunity to witness. Same with a storekeeper, filling station attendant, politician, an educator. Certainly they all have their chances and their opportunities to be a witness to their faith. But I believe in athletics, where many people have an opportunity to see, and they are constantly making a judgment of the individual and his reactions to the various situations, I think that the opportunity is greater in this area.
Coach Peterson, some of the values of which we have been speaking, certainly anyone would admit that these are very essential for young men, people who are involved in schoolwork, who are training for a teacher vocation in life. But do we have any evidence that these things do have a lasting contribution to make to a young man?
Luther, we realize that in a school such as ours, which involves an emphasis on the academic end of things, and rightly so, we still realize that we're fostering a program that I believe does have some lasting benefits. I stated that. Now, to supplement that a little bit further, we sent out a program or a questionnaire this last summer asking former athletes of the past 10 years their evaluation of the values of the intercollegiate program as it existed at Concordia Seminary. It was very gratifying to get these results, and it made me feel very, very fine to hear these men who were out in the ministry now, and had a chance to look back and say that athletics did not interfere with their studies, and athletics has helped them be better leaders and to give them the things that they needed to perhaps be more better equipped in the field that they have chosen. So I feel very definitely that our boys, when after they graduate, that there is a carryover and that they feel like they have enjoyed and also received some very lasting values from the program.
Certainly there is no better qualified source for an answer than those who have participated in sports in the past, particularly those who can see some of the values which they have achieved through participation in sports and how it has affected their later lives. At least these are the men who would say, together with you, I'm sure, Coach Peterson, that such sports are really worth the effort and the time. We've enjoyed talking to you on
the player on the bench sometimes learns more and is able to develop himself more than the fellow that's playing, because sometimes the substitute on the bench has to realize and accept the fact that he's sitting there and not playing, and he'd like to be playing, and there's somebody else out there in his place, but he has to accept that and realize that maybe someone else has a little more ability than he has, or that he has enough respect and loyalty and faith in the coach that he knows the coach is playing the best man. Now, he can make quite a contribution to the team anyway, even though he's sitting on the bench. He can help talk things up. He can maintain a good attitude. All this is very helpful. And some of the best men that I've had the pleasure of knowing have been men who have sat on the bench and learned to accept this. And in some of these questionnaires that we received back, an individual would say that he sat on the bench a long time, and that was one of the best things that ever happened to him in his life, because he learned to humble himself and accept the fact that others possibly might be better than he was.
These are some of the things which go on behind the scenes, so to speak, in sports, but certainly we would agree that these are values which, as you say, even a fellow sitting on the bench can derive from sports.
We all like to be successful. We all like on the team. That's a natural instinct. But it takes quite a man to be able to sit on the bench and accept that under trying conditions.
Regardless, then, of whether a fellow is playing, whether he's a first string, a star, or whether he's the last man sitting on the end of the bench, certainly for these fellows, as they have indicated through the years on the survey which you have reported, for these such sports as basketball and baseball and others have certainly been worth the effort and the time. And these are the men, we would agree, who are the most qualified to judge on such a question. Mr. Peterson, we want to thank you for being a part of our discussion to see what values there are in sports and to give at least one type of an answer to the question, are they really worth the effort? Are they really worth the time?
And thank you, Mr. Otto, for bringing Coach Peterson to our microphone. Your interviewer was Luther Otto in this first of a series of programs produced by the Mass Communications class at Concordia Seminary, taught by Mr. John Fitzgerald. This is Pastor Walter Gropian inviting our radio audience to join us again next week for Youth Finds the Way on Sunday,